Blog Talk Radio. Everyone, this is Barbara Calvano, and welcome to Let's Ask the Angels on Blog Talk Radio on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 1 p.m. Pacific. And it's been a little while. I'll be talking about my break, and it's really so great to be here. And thank you, those of you who called in and are listening right now. I can see you on my board, and I'll be getting to you at the halfway mark to give angel readings. And some brief announcements. If you are in the New York City area, I'm going to be at the New Life Expo in October and giving a talk. And my talk is about co-creating an extraordinary life with the angels and stepping into your power. And also going to be talking about certain topics, how to be an empowered empath, the 12 chakra system. Yes, we have 12 chakras. And then living from the fifth dimension. What does that mean? What is going on right now? And we're going to do a powerful Atlantean healing meditation. And it will be recorded also. So if you can't be in New York City, you'll be able to listen to or watch the video. And if you follow me at my website, you're going to get all the updates and everything soon. So you want to just be sure to go to B. Calvano Coaching and enter your email so you can stay abreast about what's happening. And then in November, I'm going to be a reader. I'm going to do angel readings at the Awaken Fair in Tarrytown, New York. So those, this is for you if you are in the New York City area. And I'm going to be, you know, back on the air. It's been a little while. And the angel cards for the week really kind of summarize what I've gone through and what's really important for everybody right now. So how do I begin? From the beginning, last April, I took a business course to help me organize my angel coaching business. And also, at the same time, I was still, coming to terms with my main teacher, Doreen Virtue. And if you're listening and you're an angel card reader, a healer, spiritual teacher, some of you have had studied with her also. And so she had made a big shift in her. And for the most part, I was fine. You know, she went on to another focus, and she was my first angel teacher. And it was a little disappointing, but, you know, you have to let people go where they're going, and that was fine. And then it really, I knew there was something that was still bothering me. And it wasn't until several months later, like 1 month ago, that I realized that I was really upset that I had spent a lot of money on all my certifications, books and cards and everything. And although I use them, I don't come from the same focus that she does. And she was a great teacher. I learned so much from her. But what I saw, and I'm sharing this with you because sometimes we have a disappointment in our lives with someone who is in an authority position, a parent, a teacher, a boss. And how do we recoup from that? And there's never it's not an accident. It's always a great lesson to be had. And so for me, what I saw was that I still wasn't feeling back empowered in my life as an angel coach. And so I worked with a couple people because I'm a coach too, and that's what I do. I get coaching when I need it. And what I saw was that I wanted to ask for a refund for all my courses that I'd taken from Hay House. And lo and behold, within 2 hours that I sent the email out with a list of all the certifications and everything, I got an email saying yes. So they are depositing a pretty good check into my PayPal account. And what this does for me, I just feel acknowledged that I poured my heart and soul into following the directions and the teachings of Doreen when they were a certain way. But now that she's in another focus and I am a Christian, I just don't have the fear about life in the Bible. So that's a whole nother program. But I totally am a believer in Jesus and the Bible and everything. But I'm not just one, you know, on a one track that it's all the Bible or nothing. So that's all I'm going to say about that. I'm just sharing that. If you feel you need to be empowered and communicate with Hay House, they're great with you. I'm not going to go into it. Don't contact me about it. Just know that follow your heart, and wherever you're stuck, you know, the angels will help you get unstuck, get your energy moving again, and help you co-create that extraordinary life. And I'm telling you, I really got my mojo back, and I just felt so complete, and I felt really good with my relations with Hay House, and that's what I wanted, and that's what I got. So one of the things I'm talking about today is the importance of wherever you're at. If you are suffering or in pain or upset about anything, it's okay. You will get through it as long as you pay attention to any messages and signs that you get through your prayers, and then you take some action. It's like I didn't expect when I was taking a shower, you know, to get the message, you know, from the angels, ask for your money back. And I'm like, what? You know, okay. And that was what I did. And again, yeah. So whatever it takes, we are in a huge, 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 did I say huge, cleansing and transformational time right now, especially in the United States, which also is impacting the rest of the world. And it is about that fifth dimensional life that I had mentioned about briefly that I'm going to be talking about more. But what it is that we have the opportunity to raise our vibration. And when we raise our vibration, we see more, we have more clarity, we have more peace, life goes a little bit better. And there are a couple things that we need to do. And guess what? They are the messages for the upcoming week. Now, although these messages are for the week upcoming, you know, September 17th through the 22nd, these messages really are for the next several years. You know, there are so many signs that are given to us. And like one of them for me recently was to go to this Native American powwow, which I really enjoy doing. And I suggest that you try one out sometime if you've never been to one. The drumming there will really open your heart. You're going to feel things if you let yourself just meditate and listen to the beautiful singing and the drumming. And then, yeah, watch the beautiful dancing too. But I'm really, really pulled by the drumming circles and the singing. And I had gone to this one powwow for several years. And one of the things that happened just last month was that while I was watching, and I knew one day I wanted to participate in the dancing. Now, I'm a trained dancer, but, you know, that doesn't mean anything when you're in a cultural, and I'm part Native, but not 100%, how, you know, to participate in such a sacred practice and ritual. Now, at what point in the powwow, they asked for people to come on up on the stage, up on the platform, anyone who was sober and wanted to share about their recovery. And if you've been listening to me for a while, you know that I openly share about being in a 12-step program. I've been in it for 28 years, and I truly believe that it can help many, many people. It's one of the most profound, powerful programs that exist right now for all types of addiction. But anyway, I went up on the stage, and before you know it, I had a microphone in my hand, and I was openly sharing my feelings and my utmost love for being sober. It is my number one gift from the universe, from God, and it's the thing that I protect the most. And you know, it's not just about that I don't drink anymore. I learned how to be a human being and not take everything so seriously, and I learned to have confidence that was authentic without any other substances. And that's why I'm here right now on the radio show, and that's why I did other things after that. So many things opened up for me when I just put down this little thing that was causing an allergic reaction to my brain. And it wasn't a lot that I was doing, but me being a very sensitive person, which many of you are, very, very sensitive, just want to take a look at if you are suffering, we don't have to be suffering needlessly. That's what the angels want to say. We don't have to be suffering needlessly. And there's a lot of things to be upset about right now in the world. But there's so much collaboration. That's one of the key words that the angels want me to talk about. Collaboration. They're the right earth angels. They're right people that are right there for you. But you have to be willing to say, you know, I'm really done with this. I'm done with feeling sad or upset or broke or upset in my relationships. There's so many valuable resources that are free, or maybe like a dollar if you can. And even if you don't have a dollar, there are many, many free available services, information. It's a matter of each and every one of us being able to say, you know, I'm done with this. And there's a saying in the 12-step program, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. So, you know, that's one of the main things. You know, I also saw a video recently, a documentary about Dayton, Ohio. That's where I came from in 1977. I was born in Japan, but I grew up in Dayton and went to college at Ohio State in Columbus. But one of the things I saw on this documentary, which was pretty severe, it talked about the economic situation, the lack of jobs, you know, the changing of the times where all the big companies left. And some of the racism, and there's a lot of stuff that I kind of knew, but it really showed, and the drug opioid problem. And I only talk about this because it relates to wherever you're living right now. There's some level of suffering. And when we can acknowledge and at least tap into other people's suffering, I'm not telling you to pour your heart and be over there, but know that we're not alone, whether you are having high level problems, and that means, you know, you may have everything going for you. You may even own a company and everything, but still have issues and blocks. But what I saw was that there are so many situations where help is needed right now. Transformation is needed. And how does that relate to you and me? Is that when we address our own personal energy blocks, and we heal ourselves, my, oh my, does that energy emanate and transform, go into the space, into the world. All it takes is one person at a time, and that's you, and that's me, to have the courage to say no, no to drugs, no to abuse, abusive relationships, no more to putting ourselves down and not letting our light shine. No more of hesitating when we know there are things that we want to do, but we hesitate and we wait. We wait for one more angel card reading, you know, one more sign before we take that risk. That really, if you've been given that beautiful idea, that inspiration, that's pretty much it. Go. And then through the process of moving forward, then the next obstacle is going to show up. All right. And then the next one. These obstacles never stop. These blocks never stop. But what we learn how to do is to navigate through this jungle of life on planet Earth with the help and support of our angels, archangels, ascended masters, beautiful beings from the stars, nature. We have everything that we need. It's only a matter of saying yes. One of the new things I've been saying every morning is thank you, thank you, thank you. It's that simple. Just repeating it three times. As soon as you wake up, thank you, thank you, thank you. And you notice that one thank you is not enough. It's almost like, you know, the Trinity. By saying that, it just establishes an energy of gratitude. And if you want, yeah, you can do the whole list, write down a list. But it's really important to know that there's so much good in the world. There's enough resources for everyone. There's plenty for everyone. It's a matter of us getting out of our own head and into our heart. Getting out of our overanalyzing and thinking and into our heart. So I'm going to talk about the upcoming messages for the week right now. Today I'm using these beautiful cards from Rebecca Campbell called Work Your Light Oracle Cards. The artwork is by Danielle Noel, and One of the other things I do is I work as an actor, and I worked on the Video Music Awards show, and I had the opportunity to see Ariana Grande's piece in rehearsal about God is a Woman. And I swear that the set design was from one of these cards from Work Your Light Oracle. So there's a little sidebar there, but one of the gifts about being sober and following my angel's messages is that I am blessed by being in certain situations where I really get to experience beauty and joy. And that exists for everyone. And it takes practice. It takes work. But it is so worth it. It is so worth it to find your center, to find your power again. If you don't feel powerful anymore, empowered, it is so worth it to do the work. And it's easier to do with somebody else than by yourself. And that somebody else could be a book. It could be a video, you know. But it's important to reach out to the universe and then look for signs. You could get an email to just listen to this video or, you know, watch this presentation. But there's so much information. And at the same time, there's so many distractions. So let's talk about the cards for the week. The first card is protection. And if you see the image here on Blog Talk Radio or even at my website, this is why I say, you know, please follow me so you can receive these in your email and you can see these beautiful images, because each and every one of you will see and feel something that I don't say. And it's authentic for you. It is totally an authentic message for you. But here we have these beautiful wise goddesses in a circle holding their arms up in a cross, and they're saying, call back your power. Cut the cords, soul retrieval. So we have been in a time, and we're going to continue to be in a time where you need to call back your power over and over and over again. How do you know that you've given away your power? You're exhausted. You feel faint. You feel dizzy. You feel upset. Anything like that where you don't feel centered and joyful. Right? You've given away your power to something. And it may not even be a person in front of you. It could very well be your thoughts. You could have a thought of fear, a thought of something that's disempowering. Your negative lower thoughts could be giving away your power. See, whatever we think is what will be. So if we give our power to negative thoughts like, I will never find someone to love me. I will never find a job. I'm too old. It's too late. If only this didn't happen to me. Now, it does not replace healing trauma or experiences, but for the moment, for that single moment, it will give you centering. And in the moment, which is all we really have, you're going to be back empowered. So cut the cords. There's cutting cords videos that I have on my YouTube channel where we ask Archangel Michael to cut all the cords around us. It's a visualization, and it also works. It's focused intention where we actually see those cords that are attached to those thoughts that we have had maybe for a day or two, or maybe for weeks, months, and years. And they even can be cords that we learned, we inherited from our family. Our family could also have created these thought patterns about, as a woman, you're never going to be successful, or you're never going to be smart enough. You know, some stuff that we got programmed wasn't so great. But if we can acknowledge it, instead of just saying, why did that happen? Well, a lot of things happened. Life is not always fair. And if we can be present to that, we can be more empowered. Instead of life is not fair. So you can be very disempowered by that, because we could be walking around every day saying, life's not fair, life's not fair, life's not fair. How does that make you feel right now? And sometimes it isn't, but then where do we get our power again? By knowing that it's not going to be perfect in the world. But who are we going to be in this moment? Are we going to be the victim? Or are we going to be the one who says, I know who I am. I remember who I am. I know who I am. I know I'm capable. I know I have the ability. I know I sometimes let fear stop me, but I will seek the coaching. I will seek the mentors. I'll seek my tribe to help me. So protect yourself, not just for this week. This is for the rest of your life. Call back your power whenever you feel that it's gone. We have the ability to call it back. And it could very well be that you need to exercise your body, because when we stop moving our body, we're not empowered. Yes, exercising our body gets the oxygen moving, gets the prana, shakti moving. You know, there's so many things. And then the next card is boundaries. Isn't that great? Right after protecting ourselves, and then boundaries. Where do you need to establish better boundaries? Again, these boundaries are not just about people, because we know that there are certain people that have a certain energy that when we're around, we don't feel that great. Now, I recently read a blog that said, you know, you always have the ability to choose how you feel. Yes and no. You know, there's some really toxic people that if you're near them, you know it. You have no choice but to sit there and pretend that it's not okay. And it could be a boss, a coworker, a family member, you know, a lover, a spouse. They're going through something, and all they're doing is like pushing off really negative energy. And most people don't know they're doing it. So we have to be the ones to be responsible. Yeah, they may not know it, you know. So boundaries, where do you need to establish better boundaries? So what does that mean? The boundaries could be you don't need to stay in a place where you feel like you're going to vomit or you're nauseous. If you're feeling that way in certain work situations or relationships, it's time to take a look at see how you can improve them for sure, maybe change them, and also learn about shielding. And shielding is energetic bubbles of light. I also have that on my YouTube channel. Shielding works. Crystals work. But one of the main things is the ability to just say no. And for many of us who are very open-hearted, nice, you know, light workers, we tend to be a little too open to garbage, negativity, especially on social media. So this is where we need to guard ourselves. That first card is with protection. Like, no kidding. All this energy in the world is going to intensify. Yeah, I'm telling you, last 2 weeks, I needed so much body work. I got a special healing, Theta healing from Anna Taylor, who's extraordinary, an angel teacher. She has like 1 million followers on Facebook. Session with her. I had my chiropractic session with my husband. I got a massage. Yes, I created all of it, the funds to pay for it, and my body really didn't needed it because I was going through so many changes with all these releases. And if you know that your body needs something like that, even if you don't have the resources, ask for it and they can show up. I'm telling you, this is a time where manifestation is happening quickly. So for those good things that will help you, ask for them. So boundaries are really important. Two factors, your thoughts. And then the second part is people, places, and things. There's no reason. There is absolutely no reason to stay in a job just for the pension. I know I may get flack and feedback from this, but if you stay in a situation where you are suffering, sick, and upset, it is doing damage on your body. If it's not made you sick already, you're probably going to get sicker on the day that you retire. Not a pretty picture. So ask for help. This is not for everybody. There are going to be people who can just easily just stay in a really crappy job for 20 years, 30 years, because they're not at a high vibrational level. Their purpose is just to be at that level. But for many of us light workers, we're wondering, why are we suffering so much? Why are we struggling? It's because we're not making the right choices. Protecting ourselves, like the first card, and the second one, we're not establishing the boundaries. We can easily say, I will no longer tolerate jobs that are, you know, lowering my self-esteem, being around people that don't acknowledge my talents and skills. abusive people. There were certain acting jobs that I took that were so abusive. At one point, I had to say, what am I doing here? What's going on? You know? So it really is that simple. And it can feel like it's hard, but stay connected to your angels and those first two messages about protection and boundaries. And then the third, I love this card, is get grounded. So the first thing that we always think of is, you know, walking on grass with your feet. Well, we're not always able to walk on beautiful, fresh grass, depending on the climate where we're living or something. But be in nature. Be around animals. That will help ground you. Do some breath work. Yoga. Simple yoga. You can watch videos on YouTube or get to a class. Here the message says, empaths, highly sensitive, connect with nature. You know, the word empath is not a sentence. You know, I see people using it on social media like, I am an empath. Like, this is why I can't go to parties and I hate people and this and that. No. It means you're highly sensitive. How we react is what we create. So we can be an empowered empath. How great is that? When you're an empath, you can feel everything. You can work on your psychic development. Like, no kidding. You can become more psychic with your clairvoyance, your clairaudience, hearing things, feeling things, clairsentience. Can't even think the other one right now. Anyway, there's four clairs. So we can become more spiritual, more psychic, which many of us were before, way back in the times. And the times can go back to many, 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 many different situations. In the times of being in Salem as a witch, or in, you know, in England, Scotland, or even being in Atlantis. We had these abilities, extraordinary abilities. And some of us are getting a little whisper, like a little whiff of like, oh, I think I'm psychic. I think I'm very intuitive. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. The more you work that muscle, and one of the best ways is to get an oracle card deck. Go to a store or go online and see which deck calls to you. And then just start working with it and start seeing, how does it feel when you ask that question and you get this particular message on the card? How does that feel? You're going to get this incredible feeling of belonging, incredible feeling of just like really connecting. You know, the word is connecting. And so that's really important. So get grounded. Acknowledge that you're highly sensitive as a positive thing. Now, I'm going to tell you, in the beginning for me, it wasn't. I was so sensitive, I needed a glass of wine before I went to an art show. You know, I needed, before I visited my in-laws, I needed, you know, that beer. And that was the level of my drinking alcohol. It wasn't like I was out of control, you know. There were moments of that, but most of it was like I was so sensitive, I needed something. And many people today needed a little something. And that something could be pot, or it could be spending, it could be food. It could be something that numbs ourselves so we don't feel all of that emotion. You know, one of the things that happened to me when I acknowledged how sensitive I was, I did this book called The Artist's Way, which I highly recommend. And it's a very inexpensive way to like process a lot of your emotions. It took me to the next level. I was a quiet, introverted artist, and I wanted to see what was next for me. And I did the morning pages in this book. And before you know it, the angels whispered to me, take an acting class. I'm saying, what? Why? I don't want to be an actor. I don't want to, you know, I'm scared to death to be in front of people and talk. You know, what happened was I went and found an acting class. And before you know it, yeah, I was going to these classes and I was scared, I was shaking, I was nauseous, but I kept getting the messages, do this. And what I uncovered and excavated and found within myself was this person who really wanted to communicate. Like, here I am, you know. Any one of you can have a show on Blog Talk or do videos if you're not doing them already. But for me, this was not in my future because I was so shy and scared of people. and having knowing that the Heineken was there or a little cognac just made me feel more relaxed. And so for me personally, it was such a great thing after I talked to a therapist about complaining about my husband and complaining about life. What I saw was that for me, I needed to walk through this eye of the needle and learn how to be in the world with all my feelings. Hallelujah. All the colors of emotions, not just black or white. And that came from acknowledging my sensitivities. So when we look at addiction, we can also look at, are we a highly sensitive person? Most of the time, yes. And the opportunity is to be more sensitive, but feeling empowered, going back to that whole thing, not feeling like we're out there against the world, but we're connected to the world. The world is for us. The world is, the universe has our back versus feeling small against a great big monster, right? So I love the messages for the week. Protection, call back your power, cut the cords, soul retrieval. Boundaries, where do you need to establish better boundaries? And many of us are givers. The angels just said, if you're giving so much, you're not getting anything back, or you keep giving and giving and hoping to expect something that's probably not going to come, it's time to look at your boundaries. Be responsible for your boundaries. And then the third card is get grounded. Getting grounded every day. Every day. Acknowledge if you're an empath, but not as an excuse, but as an extraordinary ability. It's an extraordinary ability that we have. It's so beautiful. We have to learn how to polish it, take care of it, and not use it as an excuse to be angry at the world. Hell no. And then connect with nature. However you can, make time for nature. You're going to learn so much by walking amongst the trees, looking at the sky, and being in nature. So those are the messages for the week. And again, if you're interested in finding out about working with me on a one-on-one session, I do Skype, I do FaceTime, I do email, phone, just go to my website at B. Calvano Coaching. So I'm just going to take a brief moment and just get some water, and then I'm going to give some angel card readings right now. So just give a little music while I take a moment. Be right back. So that music did not go on as quickly as I had hoped, but that's okay. So I'm back now, and I'm going to go ahead and take your calls. And thank you so much for listening in live. It really is great. And if you enjoy this radio show, podcast, please, share it with others. And again, please do that for me. And I really appreciate your attention and your time being with me. So right now I'm going to go to area code 780. If you would like a reading today, because sometimes people just want to listen, that's fine too. Just tell me your name and how I can help you. Hello there.
Hey, Barbara. It's Jay calling from Canada. How's it going?
Hi, Jay. Great to hear from you. So you must have enjoyed me talking about the powwow again.
Yeah, I was listening to it like, I bet you love that drum still. I haven't connected with the drum thing so too. And just listening to your story, you're just really... It's great, great, great to hear from you when you're talking about your journey. Yeah, yeah. I bet you really enjoyed the drums.
Yeah, it's, because anyone who's listening, this is Jay who calls in. And are you in Canada or Washington?
No, Canada.
Canada. So he calls in from Canada, and he makes drums. So if any of you are interested in a native drum, you can contact me or contact Jay. And I'll get you in touch with him. But how can I help you today? Is there a certain question or anything else you want to talk about?
Sure. You're talking about some things about that really, about being open and things like that. But for me, I haven't talked to you for a while. I actually I lost my mother, and I lost my best friend in, I lost my mother in late April and my best friend in late June. So, been hearing actually, and voices have been coming into my dreams actually. I saw pictures of my mom, well, not pictures, but I saw some images of my mom in dreams, but I'm hearing voices once in a while. Not voices, but more like sounds, like I would hear a song in my dream, and I heard like the water splash, like the splashing sound of that in my dream. So it's kind of interesting since my mother's and friend's passing. So, so my question is about the angels regarding that. Like, what's happening with that? Why am I hearing those sounds?
Well, my first, you know, hit of information is that, how does it make you feel when you receive these messages?
Well, when I wake up at night, it's like, where's this coming from, right?
But do you see the beauty in it, or are you afraid?
No, not afraid. Like the noise of the noise of the water was didn't make me afraid. It's like, where's this? It sounded, it's like a real loud sound. So it was interesting to hear that, because I haven't heard sounds. I usually get visuals, but not both visuals and sound.
Well, what I feel that such tremendous love. The tears, the first thing about the tears, see, when you said the water, was that there's some tears on both sides, of just tears of sadness, of missing one another. But mostly I feel, this card just popped out like crazy, it was a love, you know. But I feel the water is a, I saw tears. So it could be tears. Have you felt that you've been able to let go? Some people can't cry. Are you able to grieve and let go with tears?
Oh, a little bit. With my best friend for sure, but not my mother. I think I got some things I got to work out with her on the other side.
Yeah.
So,
I feel that the tears, the I keep saying tears, the rain, the water is just movement and energy, and you're connected to the earth as someone who works with Native American energy. It really is like the flow. I saw an image on social media of someone who went to see Niagara Falls. I've never been there, but she said, if you go, don't wear the poncho or anything. Let the droplets of water just wash over you, you know. So I'm sensing that it's just the energy of the water and wants to move through you. And it may not feel like it right now, but it's happening, and you're being blessed by the love that existed in your relationships. You know, it's just a beautiful thing. And if you need to get support in terms of grieving, you'll know that, because you don't, you know, sometimes as human beings, we think we're supposed to just get through something and have it take as long as it takes, which is true. But also, if you've ever felt the message that maybe you wanted to talk to, I don't know, an elder at your, you know, an Indian thing, or a counselor, or, you know, church pastor or somebody, or, you know, therapist, just to help you with a little bit of a little push with it, do that. It will help you exponentially, because it's energy, you know, and so that's the main thing. There's no reason for us to stay locked up in an emotion and not budge for long periods of time, not anymore.
Right.
Okay. And I really see that the water is like it's a true blessing. It is, it's rain. It goes, you know, we see it as water going into the earth. It's tears also. And that it's okay to cry. I'm hearing the angel saying that it's okay to cry. It's okay. If you let yourself feel the depths of your feeling, you're going to be all right. Because sometimes we, as human beings, can be afraid of feeling something, of feeling a memory, of feeling an experience. I recently went through a huge cleansing myself, you know, through the summer and everything that changed, about remembering a trauma that happened to me. And I'm telling you, I had it as a concept before. We can have something as a concept. So this is what happened. But it's another thing if we let it ourselves feel it in our heart, in our body. it can be scary, but I you know, I have some people that I worked with that they helped me be okay with. I mean, I physically felt I couldn't walk across the street because the energy was just moving through my body so much. No. So, you know, really let yourself see if you need to have someone help you through this. You know, the card that I got is, here, we have something, this, an unwise choice. Learn what you can from this situation. Review everyone's motives. Was there, do you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have a sister.
Okay. Are you guys getting along okay right now?
No, we haven't talked in almost 2 years.
Okay, because there's something I saw about, you know, yeah. You know, so I just saw a little, the pictures of unicorns, like bumping horns, you know, like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's, you know, all of this is part of your healing. It's part of your journey, right? And the opportunity is actually to heal your relationship with your living sister. So you may not be able to do that by yourself. You may need some coaching, some counseling, or someone to help you, because the sadness of, again, I see the image of the water as tears. There's no reason to continue to be sad. Now, we have to be sad before we can be happy. We have to acknowledge our sadness, right? We don't want to just cover it up, but we want to be able to embrace it powerfully. So that's what I see here. I just picked up this card and I saw that, you know, learn what you can from the situation, because there's a lot of lessons. And then when I saw review everyone's motives, you know, some people may just want to be upset, you know, with a parent that has gone. We, you know, you and I know that people, there are people who have a parent who passes on and then they just stay upset for their whole life, for the next 20, 30, 40 years.
Mm.
And there's no reason for that. There's so much beauty that we can remember from the relationship, but it's important to get some, that to know that help is available. Right? That's the main thing. And help is available.
As
an energy person, is that this is part of it. It's a block in your energy if you're not able to move it and navigate it. And just pray that the right person shows up for you to work with on this, okay?
Okay.
You know? Because, and what I also sense is that your mother on the other side wants to help you too. You know, she can help you. But also, we have to first acknowledge the feelings that we have that are present. You know, what do you feel right now about the whole thing? Before you can talk and say and be at peace that she's, you know, transferred into the next dimension. So the fact that you are getting images in your dreams means that they're connecting with you. It's a matter of how much more you want to be connected. And we don't have to use these incidences that their death as a block for the next months or for the next years. Okay?
Okay.
There's no reason. If anything, there's an opportunity here for you to be even more complete as a human being, to be, as the word I was talking about, to be empowered as an empath, to be very sensitive, just like you are. But let's take some moments, and it's not easy. It is not easy to walk the path of a light worker. It's not easy. But you chose it, you know, at one level, at soul level, you chose it. And so whatever you're feeling, you know, I would just seek out some professional help. Yeah. And it doesn't have to be costly, and it doesn't mean you're going to be in it for the rest of your life, but it definitely will help you see the big picture right now and give you some breath. Okay?
For sure. I am actually going to, I went to a grief counselor, but I also went doing yoga for grief and going to some grief groups.
Mm-hmm.
A grief share, actually. Grief share, which is a really interesting group. So it's a work. So I'm for about 10 to 13 weeks, I'll be in working with grief.
I mean, that's amazing.
With yoga and stuff. So
beautiful.
I'll be busy.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and for me, when I was at the powwow, every time I heard the beat of the drum, it just kind of opened my heart, opened my heart, opened my heart, opened my heart.
Yeah.
And the fact I just know that you're connected to this. It's going to make you a better person. It's going to make you a better intuitive, everything.
Right.
And it's not easy, but no, but you can do it. You have the shaman in you. You have this in you. And congratulations that you followed your messages, your guidance, and sought this help. You know? So I see that them reaching out to you, and the water, the image of water, is cleansing and releasing. It's beautiful, cleansing and releasing. You know,
yeah.
That's what I see. Okay?
Thank you. Oh,
you're
yes.
So welcome.
So it was blessed talking to you, and we'll talk to you some other time. So always lovely for your messages, and thanks very much for the. I was just listening to that for the last half an hour. Just really intrigued, and I was just, yeah, it was great to hear you, what your experiences are for the summer, and how to actually, you know, overcome some things. So I can share with that too. So I can relate to that. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Okay.
You're welcome. You take care.
Okay. Take care, my friend. Okay. Okay, the next caller is area code 914. What is your name and how can we help you today?
Hi, thank you
Hello
for
there.
Taking my call. My name is Christine and I'm calling from Colorado.
Wow, hello there.
Hi. I was just calling because I was wondering if you could pick up anything in terms of my career or my love life.
So with your Christine, right?
Yes.
So, Christine, are you dating right now?
No.
Okay. So, when was the last time that you were in a relationship, if I may ask?
It's been about 5 or 6 years.
Okay. So, you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
And when you first asked the question, you almost said career. So, how is your career right now?
I am looking for a new job. I do have a job that there is a job prospect that there's a lot of talks of me getting hired on, but I'm not sure if that's going to happen. So I'm just waiting to hear and see. And I'm looking for something soon because I want to start making more money. I need to start making more money soon.
Good. Well, so the very first thing that I heard, you know, I receive guidance when people just start asking the question was career is important because that's going to give you your self-esteem, all right? You know, as women, as men, if we're not happy with our work, we're really not, we're not shining a great light on the world. You know what I mean? It's you don't want to have that worry. So you go ahead and get this work, pursue the work, and what I actually feel is that you are so ready for a relationship that it's going to come naturally. And I'm going to see what card I pulled for the relationship question, but it's really important that you, whenever I get this question, and it happens a lot, is that a woman will, the work situation needs to be handled. At the same time, they want a relationship. So it's really important to get our security and our foundation first. Okay.
Right.
And it's,
I agree completely.
You know, you get that handled, and it's not like it has to be perfect, but you put that energy out there, get that so that you can feel that self-confidence and that self-love, right? And then that will reflect back to you the love of the person who can find you, because they're going to find you at the level of the vibration that you are. Man, what did I see? I was watching a documentary and film on 1981 in New York City last night on an artist. And boy, oh boy, could I remember the vibration that I had as a 28-year-old. Oh my goodness. It was not something I wanted to remember. You know, it's like I was getting physically, you know, like nauseous, like, oh my goodness. That time period was so difficult for me. Personally, work and relationships, but they're both combined. But I didn't know. I mean, I really was a little in my own world. You know, I was painting a lot, making my art, but I wasn't connecting to my real feelings. Like, you're connected right now. You are totally connected. I can feel it. And that's a powerful place to be, you know, really. So the card I got for you is stretch your wings and fly. Don't underestimate yourself. assert your independence and creativity. So I really see that. When you stretch your wings and fly and you go after what you want and allow the universe to give you the resources, the information, the money, the finances, support that you know you deserve, and that what comes right with that very quickly, because that's a very attractive energy for the right person, because you also want someone who has that same energy, right? You want to be with someone who can stretch their wings and fly and assert their
right.
independence and creativity, right? So be the energy first, and that's going to attract the person, like, just naturally, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're so close. It's just a matter of you, like, you know, don't doubt yourself. And in the morning, do what I had said earlier. Just say thank you, thank you, thank you. And that will be thank you for the new person in my life. Thank you for the job in my life. Thank you for my great health. Anything else? Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, so that's pretty much a mini reading for you there. And it's the Queen of Fire. It's a beautiful card. Confident, warm, intelligent, graceful. So, I mean, I'm telling you, it's like, so you get the job in 1 week. It could be the next week that the person shows up. It's not going to be like months
right.
and months and months. Okay?
Okay.
If you just
can I ask?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, can I ask if, do you feel like I will be getting this job, or should I keep looking for other positions? Because that's what I'm a little bit confused about.
Well, that, the only thing I have there is get the, yeah, the only thing I have there, because I'm not a certain psychic like other people, I got is that if this job doesn't land, another job will come. So just act as if that this is the one that you want. But if there's something about it that you're not telling the truth about, that you're not happy with, you got to tell the truth about it. So maybe the commute is way too long, or maybe the pay, you know, maybe the pay is just really, really not up to what you deserve right now. No, sometimes we have to take a lower paying job just to make ends meet before we get the next one.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's a little iota of untruth there, you got to tell the truth. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You know, so Queen of Fire is stretch your wings and fly. Don't underestimate yourself. It really is about you claiming your power right now. All right. So if this job doesn't happen, it's because something it wasn't supposed to be for you. But it doesn't mean
right.
you're not going to get one, because I feel that you're so ready. And when somebody wants the financial support job and they also want the relationship at the same time, it's the same energy. It's like you're ready to live your life fully.
Right.
And even if I'm just going to say this too, the angels are saying, so say you go out on a date. Say you get the job, it's great. And then you go out and the date, you think this is a person, but it doesn't turn out. That doesn't mean anything. It means that person wasn't the right one, but you're not going to let it stop you anymore. So this is the thing that we look at. It's more about you're not going to let the world stop you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have to do some yoga, stretch your body, go do some push-ups or do something to get your energy moving, you need to do that too. Stretch your wings and fly off. I mean, stretch your body, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's more about that. It's like you are not going to let anything stop you anymore. Like, I, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what it's more about. It's like I'm tired of just not being powerful, and I know I'm more powerful than I've been acting. Okay, check that off. All right, what's new today? This is September. What am I going to make happen with the angel's help? And if you get stopped, blocked, then we work with the angels to say, okay, say, what's next? You become unstoppable. That's what it's more about than anything. You're just not going to let things hold you back for 5 or 6 years. You're done with that. That's what I feel. All right. So you've got the Queen of Fire in you. It's a matter of you saying, yes, yes, I do. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're so welcome. All right, have a beautiful, beautiful weekend. Okay, bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Thanks. All right, everyone. Let me see. All right, so thank you, everyone, who has been listening today live and those who will be listening on rebroadcast. My name again is Barbara Calvano, and find out all about me at my website. Follow me on Instagram at BeKidCalvano, and I'm here to support you to live your best life, totally connected to the divine source, so you know that you can do anything, and also to live in joy. Live in joy. So also, it's kind of late for me to do any more readings. I don't want to like cut you off. If you're listening live and I didn't get to you, you can message me at my Facebook business page, B. Calvano Coaching, and I'll give you a mini reading there. Just give me over the weekend. I'll get it back to you on Monday. All right. And for the rest of you, please, I look forward to seeing you at the New Life Expo here in New York City. And I'm going to be giving my talk at 12 p.m. on October 28th on a Sunday. And then also giving readings at the Awaken Fair in Tarrytown, New York. I'm going to be a reader only and not going to be giving any talks there. And you can get a personal reading with me there. All right. Thank you again. And I wish the very, very best of all of you. May the angels guide you and support you in all of your endeavors.